The special favor of Allah, Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Holy Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome back to our program today, yesterday, today and tomorrow. A very beautiful topic that we're going to be discussing about today and a very beautiful personality, inshallah, and then some segments, some beautiful in-depth advice and some knowledge regarding this beautiful personality. Now, before we start the program, let's begin with one of the blessings of reciting Durood and Salam upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There is a very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Almighty has indeed stationed an angel who can hear all of the creation at my grave. There are none who shall recite Durood upon me until the day of judgment, except it presents to me their name and the name of their father. This is such and such son of such and such who has sent salawat upon you. Subhanallah. Now, this is an angel who is stationed at the Rozai Park, the blessed grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the knowledge that this angel has is that he knows the name of the person and his father whenever they recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the shan of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the scholars, they say, ye shan hai khidmat garun ki. You know, if this is the station of those people that are, you know, they are khidmat gar, they are servants to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ye shan hai khidmat garun ki, sarkar ka alam kya hoga. Subhanallah. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Just like our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, there are five prophets of Allah that have been given the title as the Ulul Azm prophets. If it's the first time you're hearing the word Ulul Azm, Ulul Azm means the five greatest messengers of Allah. Yani Ulul Azm, the greatest of all of the prophets of Allah. And there are five of them. If you start from number five, we see Sayyiduna Nuh ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Number four, Sayyiduna Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Number three, Sayyiduna Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Number two, Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And number one is our master, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the Quran mentions in this beautiful verse, dear beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember when we took from the prophets their oath, and from you and from Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa and Isa son of Maryam, we took a firm oath from them. Now all of these Ulul Azm prophets have been mentioned in this verse inside the glorious Quran. And today, what is the topic? Today's topic is about the Prophet Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Now remember, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was given many, many miracles. And many miracles, inshallah, we'll mention a few of them. And who was Musa alayhi salatu wa salam? Where was he born? What was his parents' name? How did he become, you know, when did he announce his prophethood? And some of the miracles at the time of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. And then, because this program is about lessons to be learned. So what lessons do we learn from the beautiful life, the beautiful seerah biography of Sayyiduna Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Now, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, his father's name was Imran, and he hails from the descendants of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Remember Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he is known as the father of the prophets of Allah azza wa jal. He was born 400 years after the passing away of Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and 700 years after Ibrahim alayhi salam. And his age was 120 years old. Subhanallah. So the story goes that Pharaoh had a dream. And in this dream, he saw that his kingdom was being crushed and it was destroyed. So Pharaoh, he gathered some of the scholars and he says to him that, I had this dream. Can you tell me the interpretation of this dream? And the scholars, they said that, oh Pharaoh, this dream is about a child that will be born in Bani Israel and he's going to destroy your kingdom. So Pharaoh, he ordered that every child that is to be born, if he's a boy, kill him. And some of the scholars have mentioned that at the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, before his birth, many, and he says thousands of children were killed by Fir'aun from the fear that it may be one of this child. But subhanallah, just say Allah rakhe usse kon chakhe. If Allah azza wa jal wants to keep someone, no one can harm him. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was born, his mother had that same fear that what if the people of Fir'aun, the army, they find out, they'll come and they will, ma'azallah, kill my child as well. So Allah azza wa jal sent an ilham. Remember, a prophet of Allah has a revelation, a wahi, and it is important for him to receive that wahi if he's a prophet. So all prophets receive a wahi from Allah azza wa jal through direct like Musa. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So the wahi that was revealed to Musa alayhi salam was sometimes through direct by Allah azza wa jal. And then ilham is not a wahi, but it's something that Allah azza wa jal will put into the heart of a believer, and then Allah azza wa jal will guide them through ilham. Just like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother was guided by Allah azza wa jal through this ilham. Now, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who kept the name Musa? It says that Imam Alauddin Ali bin Muhammad Khazin rahmatullah alayhi writes, when Musa alayhi salam was found, Asiya rahmatullah ta'ala alayha was asked to name him, and she said, I have named him Musa. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was found between water and trees. Mu means water and Sa means tree. So she named him Musa because he was found between the Coptic trees. Sayyida Asiya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha was the wife of Fir'aun. When she witnessed Musa alayhi salam defeat a group of magicians, the light of faith immediately illuminated her heart and she accepted Islam. So even at that time, she didn't know that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was one of the greatest and the mightiest messenger of Allah azza wa jal. And then when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, according to the Quran, he was sent back to Fir'aun to give him the da'wah of Islam and to invite him towards Islam. That debate took place between Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said that, you know, bring whoever you want as your helpers. And Fir'aun, he brought magicians and they threw little ropes and they turned into snakes, and obviously that was magic, because a kafir can never ever have any miracle. It's all an illusion, a magic. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was ordered by Allah azza wa jal that, oh Musa, throw your stick on the floor. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam threw his stick and he became a huge snake and he ate up all of the little snakes, and all of the magicians, they fell into prostration and they said that, we accept Islam. And they said that, we accept the Rabb of Musa and Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, and they all accepted Islam. Now, subhanallah azza wa jal, this is a beautiful story about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, Sayyida Asiya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, the wife of Fir'aun, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came to their house, because they found him in the river, Fir'aun immediately, he ordered his soldiers, go and kill this child. I bet you that is the same child. And Asiya, she says that, you know, why are you killing this child? You know, we don't even know if that is the child. And I don't think he's so beautiful. I want to keep him and I will raise him. And subhanallah azza wa jal, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, his rank in the court of Allah azza wa jal is amazing. His name has been mentioned 136 times in the Quran. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was given the book Tawrat Sharif. We also say that in English, they say in biblical terms, the Old Testament. He was honored by speaking directly with Allah Azza wa Jalla on many, many occasions. This is why he is referred to as Kalimullah. Kalimullah is the one who converses with Allah Azza wa Jalla. He was blessed with a host of miracles, and he also met with the Prophet Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. We've got a beautiful, inshallah, azza wa jal, segment. Let's watch this, and inshallah, azza wa jal, we'll come back and we'll learn a bit more about this great Prophet of Allah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Amr, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده A Muslim is the one from whose tongue and whose hand other Muslims remain safe. والمهاجر من هجر ما نهى الله عنه And the muhajir, the migrator, is the one who migrates, who turns away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden. Now this hadith is found in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim is the one from whose tongue and whose hand other Muslims remain safe from, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to a true Muslim, a perfect Muslim. Otherwise, if someone is a Muslim, but he is harming others with his tongue and his hand, this will not nullify his faith. He will not be declared a disbeliever, but he is not a Kamil Muslim. And why were the tongue and the hand mentioned? Ulama say because most frequently the sins occur from these limbs. The tongue is always at work. People are always backbiting. People are always gossiping. People are always causing separation between others. People are always bad-mouthing. This is something very common today, whether it's males, whether it's females, whether it's children, whether it's people at the workplace, whether it's people at functions and gatherings, and ma'azallah, people don't even refrain in religious gatherings, maybe gatherings at the masjid as well. No control over the tongue. Backbiting, slandering, accusing, this has become a habit of people. Look what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said over 1400 years ago, that if you want to be classed as a true believer, then you will not harm others using your tongue or your hand. And the last few words of the hadith, that the true migrator is the one who migrates and turns away from what Allah has prohibited. The ulama discuss this and they say, one thing is migrating from one land to another. And at times this is also necessary. Look at the early period of Islam. The Muslims migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwarah. Zadahum Allahu sharafan wa ta'zima. And it was a command, it was necessary because they could not act upon their deen in Makkah al-Mukarramah. They were being persecuted, they were being oppressed, and the hukam came. And even today, if you find yourself in that position, your iman is in danger, your children's iman is in danger, the ulama will decide and will give a hukam and fatwa. It becomes necessary to leave that land. The other migration, which is being referred to in this hadith, which is also included in the meaning of the last wordings of the hadith, وَالْمُهَاجِرُ مَنْ هَجَرَ مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ This refers to leaving sins. So when you migrate, you leave. So leaving sins, and this is something which is continuous in the life of a believer. This migration continues, meaning you're always in constant battle with shaitan and nafs, you're always leaving, abandoning, foregoing sins. And this is the aim of a believer's life, to perfect his inner, his outer, to attain piety, to become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, if you've just joined us, then welcome to our program yesterday, today and tomorrow. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, it's a very beautiful program. And today we're learning about the beautiful life and seerah of one of the Ulul Azm prophets of Allah Azza wa Jalla. If you're joining before us, then as you know that we mentioned about the Ulul Azm prophets of Allah. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam's miracles have been mentioned in the Quran. His status, his magnificence, mashallah, and his rank in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He was known as Kalimullah. He was that prophet that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned that on the night of Mi'raj, I saw Musa alayhi salatu wa salam offering salah inside his grave. Now that proves to us that the prophets of Allah, they don't die. Just the hukum of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, the dha'iqa, the taste of death. Every person will taste death, and the prophets of Allah, they taste that and then they are given their life back. So if Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was offering salah in the grave, and then when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam reached to Masjid al-Aqsa, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam offered his salah behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam was gifted with the 50 salah by Allah Azza wa Jalla, he met with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And because of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam talking about his own people, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from I have experienced from my ummah, they will not be able to read 50 salah. Your ummah will not be able to. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went back to Allah Azza wa Jalla 9 times until it was reduced to only 5. Even then, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, even then they will not be able to. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, oh Musa, I have haya going back to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So 50 from 5, but the reward remains the same. The reward is 50. Subhanallah, that is the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Some of the miracles of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, let's talk about them as well. Now remember, these miracles, they were given to the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal to help them in their work of da'wah, in their work of spreading the message of Islam, the spreading the message and the message of Allah Azza wa Jal to his people. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions inside the glorious Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ آذَوْا مُوسَى فَبَرَّأَهُ اللَّهُ مِمَّا قَالُوا وَكَانَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَجِيهًا. O you who believe, do not be like those who offended Musa. Then Allah revealed him to be pure of what they claimed, and he is very honorable in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So another miracle of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that has been mentioned inside the glorious Quran. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions, فَقُلْ نَضْرِبْ بِأَسَاكَ الْحَجَرِ. So we said, strike the rock with your staff. And then another miracle, giant snake that I told you about, the incident of the magicians and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he threw his staff on the floor, and that it became magnificent snake and he ate away all of them. And they said, Amanna bi Rabbi Harun wa Musa. We believe in the Lord of Harun and Musa alayhi salam. And then with this staff, another miracle happened, such a unique and an amazing miracle. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he led Bani Israel out of Egypt, you know, when he got the people together and by the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla, he was leaving Egypt, and Fir'aun found out because they left at night, and they started following, they started chasing Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. At that time, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was near the sea, and Allah Azza wa Jalla says, oh Musa, do not worry. Take your staff and hit the staff on the ground. And because of this staff, 12 pathways were made for Bani Israel. He and his people, they started to cross the river, and alhamdulillah, they safely crossed the sea. And then when Fir'aun, you know, he stopped there for a while, he thought to himself, what do I do? You know, he's never seen anything like this before. So the people, he says, go and follow them, let's go after them. So they started going into the sea as well. And at that time, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's people, they all managed to cross the sea. And Fir'aun and all of his people were now in the middle of the sea. Allah Azza wa Jal ordered the sea to come together again, and all of the Fir'aun's soldiers and Fir'aun himself drowned. And Allah Azza wa Jal made this a lesson for humanity, and the sea, it spit out Fir'aun's body. Even till now, Fir'aun's body has been preserved, and it is a lesson for those people who do not believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. It is a lesson for those people who commit sins. And subhanallah, this was the great miracle of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Another miracle that was done by the hands of Musa alayhi salam. Even the body parts of these prophets of Allah, they're so beautiful and miraculous. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he would place his holy hand into the collar opening of his clothing and position it just below his underarm. So he would put his hand under here. As soon as he took it out, it became a bright and shining lamp. So you didn't need torch. We need torches today. But Musa alayhi salatu wasalam did not need a torch. He would put his hand under his armpit here. And then when he took the hand out, it will become a light. When placing it back into his collar, it then returned to its original state. Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned this miracle inside the Holy Quran. وَضْمُمْ يَدَكَ إِلَىٰ جَنَاحِكَ تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ آيَةً أُخْرَىٰ. And place your hand towards beneath your arm, it shall come out bright, white, without any illness, as another miraculous sign. Because Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he explains, the light that radiated from his sacred hand was as bright as the moon at night and as radiant as the sun during the day. So subhanAllah, you didn't need the sun to come out at night, that this hand of Musa alayhi salam would shine and it would be subhanAllah as beautiful as the sun and the moon. Now, there are many other lessons that we can learn from this as well. We see that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was extremely compassionate and caring towards his nation. Whenever, you know, they say that the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they offended him a lot. Ma'azallah, they never trusted Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They always talk bad about him as well. But he was so compassionate, you know, subhanAllah, so merciful towards them, that whatever they said, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would not care about that, and he would always keep, you know, caring for them. He faced immense persecution in the path of Allah Almighty, yet he remained steadfast and patient throughout this. The blessing of being around with righteous people are profound. Due to being around Musa alayhi salam, the Bani Israel attained many bounties and had various difficulties alleviated. So many problems, so many illnesses were removed from Bani Israel only because of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And by the power and permission of Allah Almighty, people can resolve difficulties and fulfill needs. The Bani Israel sought help from Musa alayhi salam whenever they had problems, and he took care of them. And those who became enemies of Allah Almighty, the righteous servants, and disrespect them, such misfortunate people became surrounded by disgrace. You heard of the very famous person, I'm not even going to call him a personality, he's not a personality, he's a person. Bal'am bin Ba'ura. He was making bad dua. He used to make dua against Musa alayhi salam. And subhanAllah, this is again a miracle of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that whenever he would make bad dua for Musa alayhi salam, instead of mentioning his name, he was mentioning his own name. And because of that, Allah Azza wa Jal destroyed him. Bal'am bin Ba'ura is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he was on the level of mustajab al-da'wat. Mustajab al-da'wat is that person whose du'as would be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So whatever du'as he made, and when he made bad du'a for himself, they were accepted in the court of Allah, and Allah destroyed him. You know, these such type of people, you can't imagine, how can you even, ma'azallah, talk bad about the prophets of Allah? So remember, always talk good about the prophets of Allah, because there is only good in them. Ma'azallah, there can never ever be bad about any prophet of Allah. We can't even think about them, their knowledge, or this is how much knowledge they had. How do we know that? You know, they say that where the knowledge of humanity finishes, you know, people finishes, that's the knowledge of the prophet of Allah. Yes, this knowledge was given to them, bi-idhnillah. It was a gift bestowed by Allah Azza wa Jal. No Muslim believes that they had this knowledge from their own. You know, this knowledge was given to the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why he is given the title Ummi. And Ummi means that he had no teacher. He was not taught by any person. Ummi means that he had no person, he had no human teacher. Allah Azza wa Jal is the teacher of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. He was taught by Allah Azza wa Jal. Ma'azallah to say, and I've read it in a few books as well, that to even believe that Ma'azallah, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was unlettered, he couldn't read and write. How can someone who, mashallah, Azza wa Jal has followers, nearly 2 billion people around the world, someone we say that Ma'azallah couldn't read and write, how can he have so many followers? How can he be so perfect? Yes, Allah made him perfect. And one of the beauties of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was he was knowledgeable. He was very, very knowledgeable. So Ummi Ma'azallah doesn't mean unlettered and uneducated. Ummi means that he had no person as his teacher. He was taught by Allah Azza wa Jal himself. We've got a beautiful kalam to listen to as well. So let's go and listen to the beautiful kalam. We'll come back and we'll talk more about this beautiful personality of Musa alayhi salam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Mainu shauk Madine jaawan da mere dil vich hasrat hor nahi aaka teri marzi e saada te koi zor nahi aaka teri marzi e saada te koi zor nahi meri akal vi nahi meri shakal vi nahi mainu yaar manaun da dhang vi nahi meri akal vi nahi meri shakal vi nahi mainu yaar manaun da dhang vi nahi mera ishq vi roomi varga nahi mera ishq vi roomi varga nahi meri jami vargi tor nahi par mainu shauk madine jaawan da mere dil vich hasrat hor nahi mera ishq ye kehnda hai hausla rakh aaka da bulaawa aavega mera ishq ye kehnda hai hausla rakh aaka da bulaawa aavega par ki kariye be sabri da par ki kariye be sabri da mere dil vichon jaanda chor nahi tere naam de tazkare arshan te tere husn de charche farshan te tere naam de tazkare arshan te tere husn de charche farshan te koi tha nahi aisi jis tha te koi tha nahi aisi jis tha te tere ishq da aaka شور نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں تیرے ذکر دے چرچے فرشاں تے تیرے عشق دے چرچے عرشاں تے کوئی ایسی جا نہیں جس جاتے کوئی ایسی جا نہیں جس جاتے میرے آقا تیرا شور نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں آقا تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا بالے لکھ دیوے تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا بالے لکھ دیوے جے دل وچ عشق نبی دا نہیں تیری روشن ہونی گور وی نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں آقا تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ عزوجل بیوٹیفل کلام ریسائٹڈ بائی رکن شورا حاجی عبدالحبیب may Allah Azza wa Jalla show us all the beautiful city of Medina. Many brothers and sisters that are at this moment in time in the beautiful city of Medina. Just imagine how lucky they are that Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, they're there, you know, near the Rauza Park of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where Allah's millions and billions of blessings and mercies have been showered upon them. Alhamdulillah, some people are getting ready, some have just returned back. Alhamdulillah, it's a constant, mashallah, azawajal, flow of people coming and going. May Allah azawajal give us the tawfiq that we come and go as whenever we like to, inshallah azawajal. Now, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, as we mentioned, was a very compassionate prophet of Allah azawajal, as all of them are. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was given a lot of pain and trouble by the people of Fir'aun. Now, at one time, Allah Azza wa Jal, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for them, that Ya Allah, Fir'aun spreads mischief and rebellion across the land. His followers have broken their promise. Punish them in such a way that it shall be painful for them and serve as a domination for many nations and those after me. So what Allah Azza wa Jal did, he answered the prayer of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, and Allah Azza wa Jal, he sent a dark cloud, and this cloud had so much water and rain. And look at the mercy of Allah. On one side, you know, they all lived in the same city, didn't they? You know, you had the people of Fir'aun, you had the people of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. The dark clouds and rain was falling on them, but not on the Muslims, on Bani Israel. And then there was so much heavy rain that, you know, many of them drowned in that water. And some of them, the water reached to their necks. And they were stood in that water from one Saturday to the other. They remained trapped in this for 7 days. And amazingly, although the homes of Bani Israel were adjacent, they were next to the Fir'aun, no water entered into their homes. And when the Egyptians became desperate and they went to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and says, "Oh Musa, make dua that this punishment is taken away from us. We promise you that we will accept Allah azza wa jal, we will accept iman on you." So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for them and the punishment was removed from them. But then what happened? They said when the punishment was removed and the water all went away, these people, instead of fulfilling the promise that they made to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, instead of, you know, becoming Muslims, they said, "Oh Musa, you know what, that water was a blessing for us really. So therefore, you know, we're not going to accept Islam." So then what happened? After a few days, Allah Azza wa Jal sent another punishment in the form of locust, and in some narration it says other insects, and they started to eat the crop of the people of Fir'aun. And then after 7 days of this plague, one Saturday to another, Musa alayhi salam made for dua for them and this punishment was taken away to them as well. And then what happened? Then again they said, "Oh Musa, you know, we're not going to accept Islam on you." After another month of peace, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua and Allah Almighty sent countless frogs. When a person sat down, his gathering would become filled with them. When they opened their mouths to speak, a frog will jump inside within. In post, fans, food, frogs were everywhere. And the sheer amount of them meant even fires would be put out in stoves and furnaces if they laid them. Frogs would gather on top of them. You know, this was one punishment after the other, after the other. But these people did not accept Islam on Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. You know, this, maybe that's something that we need to learn from this as well. The lesson that we can learn is, you know, we commit a sin, we do tawbah, and at the end, you know, we say, it wasn't bad, that, you know, I was okay with it anyway. So we're back to our own life again. You know, when we need Allah, we start praying our salah. We never wake up for Fajr, but because I need my friend, there's someone ill in my family, I've got a problem in my family, I'll start to offer my Fajr salah. I'll start to offer my Zuhr Salah. I'll start to offer my 5-time Salah. But when everything comes back to normal again, that is it. You don't even see that person again. So did you offer your Salah just because you were in problem? So you remembered Allah in when you had problems. Why can't we remember Him in good times as well? Because remember, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. No power in us to do good or bad, but from Allah Azza wa Jal. So in good times, we don't remember Allah. At that time, ma'azallah is the shaitan. Wedding is a good time, isn't it? So why do we have to beat drums? Why do we have to have music? Why do we have to have alcohol? Why do we have to dance? Yeah, because it's our, you know, good times. That time, you know, ma'azallah, we don't remember Allah. But when it comes to bad times, then this, you know, "Ya Allah, remove this calamity from me. Ya Allah, eh bimari dur hai, oh bimari dur hai." You know, why can't we remember Him in good and bad times? Many, many of us feel the same. You know, when we need Him, we make dua for Him, we'll plead in front of Him, we'll cry in front of Him. As soon as the thing that we wanted, we got it, or our illness or problem has been removed, back to square one again. You know, that is sad and that is a very bad thing to do. You know, this is what the people of Bani Israel did. And this is why Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the stories of Bani Israel. They're not fairy tale stories. They're not bedtime stories where we read them and we put our children to sleep. These are stories of ibrat. We need to learn a lesson from them. When Bani Israel, they were given these punishments by Allah. And when the punishments were removed, they went back to square one again. This is what we are maybe doing. When we've got problems and illnesses and calamities and issues in our lives, we turn to Allah. As soon as they are removed, we turn back to the shaitan again. Ma'azallah. That should not happen. You know, this is the trick of the shaitan. You know, so Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's ummah, the people of Bani Israel, have taught us a lot of lessons. Now there is another, inshallah, as well, package that I want to show you, and then we'll come back and we'll learn some of the lessons that we learn from Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's stories that we've learned today, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
My dear viewers, Allah Almighty states in the glorious Quran, "Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin." Indeed, Allah is with the patient. The miraculous life of Prophet Musa alayhi salam is evidence of his patience and resolve. He tended to the sheep of Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam for many years due to a promise he made. After receiving prophethood, he confronted Fir'aun and challenged the latter's tyranny and claim of godship. He delivered the message of Allah's oneness despite Fir'aun's oppression and cruelty being well known. He preserved through dangerous circumstances when Fir'aun and his people sought to take his life. The Quran mentions this as follows, "And Pharaoh said, 'Leave me to kill Musa and let him call upon his Lord. Indeed, I fear that he will change your religion or that he will cause discord to emerge in the earth.'" After these hardships, he then faced the challenges of dealing with his nation. Yet his patience did not waver. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam eulogized him by saying, "May Allah have mercy upon Musa. He was tested with greater than this and remained patient." I pray that Allah gives us all the ability that we're able to adopt patience just like Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And I pray that Allah gives us all the ability that we're able to be patient just like the other Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. Ameen. النبي الأمين صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ما شاء الله عز وجل a beautiful story of being patient by Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and no doubt Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was tested by Allah عز وجل by, you know, with the problems that he faced from his people as well. Now, just before we went to that package, we talked about, you know, some of the lessons that we learned. Another, punishment that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Egyptians were given by Allah Azza wa Jal was that water used to turn into blood. And then he came to such an extent that when Bani Israel would drink that water, it'll remain water. But when the Egyptians, when the people of Fir'aun would drink that water, it'll turn into blood. So it came to such an extent, they became so desperate that the same Fir'aun that did not want Bani Israel to stand next to him because he thought of them as low life, that same Fir'aun said to his people, "Share your utensils with the people of Bani Israel because they still have water." So what happened? They had the same utensil, they had the same cup of water. But when Bani Israel would drink, it would be water. But when the same utensil cup was used for the Egyptians, the people of Fir'aun, that water would turn into blood. It came to such an extent, they became so desperate that when the women of Bani Israel would drink water, you know, it'll be water. And that the women of Fir'aun, the Egyptians, they said to them that, "Take that water into your mouth and spit it into our mouths." They were so desperate, you know, so when they drink water, spit that water into our mouths. And when they would spit the water into their mouths, that water would turn into blood and they'll spit it out again. Now, this was another punishment that was given to the people of Fir'aun. For 7 days, they had nothing to drink but blood. Once again, they requested Musa alayhi salam to pray for them and promised to believe. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam did so, and this calamity was removed. But still, they did not believe in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, today we've learnt about the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But just, you know, I mentioned before, every part of the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is a lesson for us. How, you know, he used to treat with the people of Bani Israel. You know, another thing is that if someone mistreats you, we don't have to treat him the same way as well. If he's being nasty and bad to us, we don't have to be the same. We could be kind to them, we could be generous to them. Just like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, his people were bad to him. Egyptians were bad to Musa alayhi salam, but yet he still made dua for them, he still tried to help them. So if someone does bad to you, doesn't mean we got to do bad to them. Nowadays we live in a time where people say, "You throw a stone at me, may I'm going to throw a brick at you." You know, you hit me one, you punch me once, I'm going to punch you 10 times. You know, you do something wrong to my children, I'm going to nasal khatam kari or so. You know, and our anger doesn't, you know, doesn't go away until we commit a sin. That should not be the case. And then the most important thing is that we remember Allah Azza wa Jalla in our good times, and we remember Allah Azza wa Jalla in our bad times. Now when these bad times come, who's going to remove your illnesses? Who's going to remove your problems? Allah Azza wa Jalla will remove them. No one else has the power, you know, with the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yes, the prophets of Allah help, the pious people will help, the awliya Allah do help as well. But if Allah Azza wa Jalla gives the izn, he always has to be bi-iznillah. As Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentioned in the Quran, وَأُبْرِيُ لَكْمَهَا وَالْأَبْرَسَ وَأُحْيِ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. You know that he heals the lepers and he brings people back to life, but بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And our aqidah is that yes, everything, you know, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, whenever we have something good, it is a gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. If something bad happens to us, it's a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. But when that test comes, we go down into sajda, we will cry, we'll read the Quran, we'll do so many good things, we'll feed the four poor people. As soon as that calamity is removed, back to square one again. Look what happened during the COVID, during the lockdown. People were there making du'as. You know, when you heard so many thousands of people have died today because of COVID, you know, people were scared, literally, people were scared to death. They wouldn't even go to the hospital if they were ill, because they found out that whoever goes to the hospital never comes out alive. You know, even during that difficult time, we all pray to Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, Alhamdulillah, with the help of Allah, that difficult time has been passed by, it's been removed. You know, then how do we remember Allah? Do we offer our 5 times salah? You know, even now when Fajr Jamaat is about 6:45, you know, 6:30 in some places, and it's going to go up to 7 and even 7:30, how many people will go to the masjid to offer our salah? Yeah, we'll say, oh, I should go to the masjid. But why do we not go to the masjid? It's because we're in that routine of committing sins, our heart has been covered by sins. And as Muslims, we need to understand that these issues, these problems can only be removed by Allah Azza wa Jal. And one of the beautiful ways of making yourself a pious Muslim is to follow the advice of one of the greatest wali of our time, Amir Ahle Sunnah Damu Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. He's given us the pious deeds. Women have their 63 questions, Islamic Brothers have their 72, students have their 40, Jamiatul Madinah students have their 92. If you're traveling on Umrah, you have them. If you are special Islam Brothers, those who are mute, they have their own. And this is such a beautiful way to make ourselves a practicing and pious Muslims. Offer your 5 times salah, read the Quran, not just once when someone's passed away in our family, by four, someone given me, oh, can you read para number 5? I don't even know how to read the Quran and people are holding it. I went to a masjid once and one person was holding the Quran, and you know, he was there moving, and I said, brother, can you read a bit loud so you know I can hear what you're reading? And he turned on and he says, I don't even know what to read. I can't even read. So why have you got the Quran in your hand? And if you can't read, rather than saying, I can't read, why don't you learn? That's another thing. We don't want to learn as well. We'll be better, you know, astaghfirullah, sat at home on social media, you know, watching away these video clips, you know, one after the other, 3 hours pass by, 4 hours pass by. But when it comes to learning, you know, death approaches us. Oh my God, you know, the Faizan Online Academy, half an hour class, take it, learn you how to read the Quran. Do it today, don't leave it till tomorrow. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward us. And for the sake of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins as well. And may Allah give us good death with Iman, inshallah, in Madinatul Munawwara. Jazakallah khaira. Thank you for watching. Please take care of yourselves and keep watching Madini Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. The special favor of Allah, awliya Allah. The universe is the body and its soul.